Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Success Circle Business Accelerator call for April. So glad you're here. Want to welcome all new Success Circle members. Now, the purpose of the Business Accelerator call, what is it all about? Well, it's all about diving deeper into the entrepreneurial edge system, or giving you more information about social media, your referral marketing systems, all of that good, all those great systems that are out there so you can be more effective. As I mentioned, this is Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates, or if I didn't mention it, welcome everybody. And you know, last month we had Laura Rubenstein, who is a social media expert, and she talked about Pinterest for business. Well, now she's back this month to talk about let's get down to business on Facebook. And before we get there, I just want to also make sure that everybody knows that if you haven't yet, just an upcoming event, if you haven't yet registered for the Wake Up Profitable Intensive, which is April 25th, 6th, and 7th, then you will want to do that on entrepreneurialedgesystem.com. That's entrepreneurialedgesystem.com, and make sure you get your ticket. And remember to also tell your friends. You get a as a registered attendee, a bring a friend ticket that you can send, and they get a really nice discount for attending with you. So make sure that you let them know that registration is going to be ending on April 12th. I believe that's a Friday, so you want to make sure to get those messages out to them. We've got a lot of really great people that are going to be at that event. So that is the major event that's coming up, and I want to make sure that you know where to register. So let's get started. There's a lot of information that I know Laura's going to want to share with you today. She's back because she always provides such great information. And today's topic is let's get down to business on Facebook. And Laura is a social media marketing expert. She's a certified hypnotherapist, master leadership coach, author, and social media and relationship marketing strategist. She's also the creator of Social Media Blast Off System, as well as co-founder of the Social Buzz Club. And with her 22 plus years of marketing experience and focus on relationship building, Laura's creative, innovative, and elegant strategies make her a highly sought after trainer and speaker. Laura has optimized marketing plans and developed branding strategies for more than 1,000 businesses across the US, the United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada. She is the author of several marketing, personal development, and social media books, including Appreciation Marketing, Your Guide to Growing Profitable Business Relationships, and 10 Keys to Generating Facebook Buzz. She's a contributing author to the Amazon best-selling Women Living Consciously, and her blogs are featured on JenConnect.com, Viv Magazine, Social Media Mags, as well as her popular TransformToday.com blog. So, Laura, welcome to the Success Circle.
Glad to be back here with you, Lisa. Thanks.
So glad to have you. And today, you know, you're going to talk more about Facebook, because I know even though people think they have a good strategy, it may not be working for them. And you mentioned that Facebook captures one in every 11 internet visits, and it's a very robust platform for marketing your business, getting speaking engagements, becoming a best-selling author. And, you know, there's a lot of people who know how to make friends on Facebook. Maybe they do know how to use a Facebook fan page, but they're just not seeing those results. So today I know you're going to cover a couple of things. Can you mention some of the bullet points that you're going to cover today?
Yeah, I am going to dig deep into Facebook and what you need to do to build your platform mm-hmm. and stand out, because it is a very popular network. And we're going to cover how to do that, what are some ways mm-hmm. to wow your fans and friends mm-hmm. that's going to help mm-hmm. grow your business visibility, what common traps people fall into when approaching social media for business, and how to avoid them. and a system people can use to build their social media. So we got and Facebook success. So we've got a lot to do today, but
How did you get involved in social media marketing? Give us just a brief for the new people that haven't been exposed to you yet. How did you get involved in social media marketing?
Well, I've been in marketing, as you alluded to, for a long time, over 22 years, and specializing in particular in small businesses. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and way back in my early days of marketing, really mastered the art of networking. So I really felt social media came on the scene. It was made for me. It was just designed for me because it leveled the playing field. It brought networking to the world, to my desk. And to everyone's desk, really. And now you could have access to millions of people just by clicking a few buttons, and you didn't have to pay the millions of dollars that big brand advertisers were, number one. Number two, it was all relationship-based. And if you're marketing as a small business owner, typically it's all relationship-based. And that's what I thrived with in the early days when social media didn't even exist. It was still all about building connections based upon relationships and how you can help other people. So when social media came along, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And I dove right in, but I made a lot of mistakes because, you know, I didn't quite get the translation that it's very similar and how to make that translation from the offline marketing to the marketing and networking to online networking.
Yeah,
so that's how I got started.
But, I too made a lot of mistakes on Facebook, right? Especially the broadcasting versus the connecting. What do you remember when you got started? What are, maybe one or two mistakes that you made early on?
Well, I would say the broadcasting was there too. I went out and friended like everyone. And but I did it somewhat strategically, but today I'd be a lot more strategic. So there's a lot of undoing I had to do and will continue to do in terms of who are the friends that I actually accepted friend requests from. The broadcasting certainly has was imbalanced. And the not really knowing what to do and being opportunistic sometimes, I didn't do that gut check that I recommend. It's like, even though it wasn't at the top of my mind, but if I gave it a second thought, I'd be like, oh, that could be seen as. Remember, the written word is sometimes misinterpreted more easily. So my golden rule is keep it positive on social media and about other people.
Yeah, and I want to explain some of the how to recognize some of the broadcasting and some of the some of the opportunistic type of things, because I don't think that people really realize they're doing it sometimes. And what I mean by broadcast is, if you look at even free calls are now being viewed, if you're giving a complimentary call, in many cases is being viewed as a broadcast. Like, come here. I know that several people have expressed that out there, like a broadcast of, I'm having this new event or this special event coming up and broadcasting that. So that's what I see as a broadcast. What do you see as a broadcast?
Well, I really think it's all about the person broadcasting versus being about the people you're talking to. So it's like, here I am, I'm doing this, don't you want to buy that from me about my book and this and that? Whereas I really think that the benefit of messaging people is to compliment them, to ask them questions, to interact with them. And you can, and then every once in a while, if you're going to quote unquote broadcast something, let them know what's in it for them. I'm giving away my secrets. I'm spending my time. Would you like some of that? So here is something for you, in other words, to benefit from. And then getting a tribe of people to promote it for you is way better than you promoting it yourself.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And you're going to show us more about that as we go along. I know you're going to talk more about how to get a tribe to promote it for you. Let's talk about the opportunistic, because what I've seen done before, too, is somebody will have a thread conversation and they'll be I even see this on blogs, right? And they end up talking about a topic. And then all of a sudden somebody comes in and says, oh, I wrote a book on exactly that.
And sometimes it works really nicely. Mm-hmm. And other times it comes across like, what, was that really relevant? So if it's not relevant and you're doing it because, oh, here's a place, you just do that gut check. Are you doing it because you want to give something, or are you doing it because you want to get something?
Right.
If you're willing, if you're giving.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you're giving, then that's the place you want to come from.
Yeah, I remember one of my peers, love her to death, Lisa Mannion, an excellent writer, copywriter, and Lisa, right, Laura?
Uh huh. Sure.
Yeah, and she was writing something about making a comment about people adding her to their email list after they met her, which is a really big faux pas. And so, and all my Success Circle members know that because we've talked about that. But I added in, whenever anyone adds me, sometimes they're really new to marketing and they just don't know any better. So what I like to do is send them to my blog as a helpful hint to that's one of the email marketing things not to do. And I wrote a whole blog article about it. I did not put the link to it. That was just my contribution to her conversation. And then she said, well, what's the link to your blog? And then it was then that I added the link, which is a much better inroad to make a comment than to say, oh, and by the way, here's the link. If they want the link, they can ask for it.
And if it really does pertain and you think it wouldn't be overstepping, you certainly can add it. But there is a fine line, it's somebody might see it as opportunistic and others won't. And if you want to be err on the side of being not opportunistic, then do exactly mm-hmm. what you mm-hmm. did. And that's what I think is great.
Now, what do you think, why do you think, rather, it's important to build a business presence on Facebook in particular?
Well, let's dive into Facebook, because 77% of businesses that are business-to-consumer businesses report acquiring customers from Facebook, number one. 77% mm-hmm. B2C businesses. Mm-hmm. And not to mention B2B, or forget mentioning B2B businesses, because they also report 43%. So there is business to be had from Facebook. 67% of consumers say they will like a page, a business page, to get a coupon or 25% off or more from a service or product being offered via Facebook.
What was that percentage again?
67% are willing to like a page to get a discount. That means they're looking to buy it, buy something. So so Facebook is using something called offers now. You can promote your posts. You can promote offers. And $42 million of Facebook offers have already been claimed. So people are responding to marketing messages when they're done as marketing messages on Facebook and when they are done from reputable businesses. So the number of businesses who deem Facebook as critical increased in the last 3 years by over 75%. So that tells you something. And 80% of social media users prefer to connect with their brands through Facebook than on the other network. So we're also finding that there are like 500,000 almost users regularly using Facebook on their mobile phones, which means there's a huge opportunity on mobile to stand out, too. So their people are there. They want to be knowing about what you have to offer, especially if it's a good deal, and they want to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. That's why I think businesses should be there.
You said 70, was it 77% of B to C, and then if it's B to B, it's 45%. Was that the number?
It was
the
40,
percentage?
The number I came up with was 43%.
43%. Okay. So I'm sorry?
They acquired customers. Yeah.
They acquired customers that way. Interesting. Even B2B. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody wants to stand out in Facebook, you know, because there could be a lot of noise. You know, I know there are a lot of people that say, you know, there's just too much noise on Facebook. How do you stand out? What do they need to do to stand out?
I have a three-step little formula for everyone. It's first step is connect with leaders. So, you know, what does royalty do? They hang out with other royalty. So if you connect with, and then other people want to know you.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, is, and I'll go through these in a little bit more detail. I'll just give you the three. The second one is position yourself as an asset, secondly. And thirdly, be there, be present. So if you're going to connect with leaders as the first step, you want to find out who's the who's who that is influencing your audience right now, online, in the news, and connect with them. Now, there's different levels of the who's who. There's the Deepak Chopras and the Oprahs, sports figures and actresses and actors and things like that. And certainly you can connect with them, but I wouldn't expect that they would respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
However, it would not be a bad idea to compliment them, to quote them, and or to tag them if you can. Like in Twitter, that's very easy. But on Facebook, you can tag their fan pages and just give them the recognition that an honor you feel about them and for them if they influence your market. Because that's like saying, you know, I love these people and they align with what I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's the next level down. So find out who's more accessible. The more accessible level, the more the speakers, the members of NSA, the people at the local levels, ask around people in your ideal market who they read. You know, there's also the editors of different magazines. They're the next level down that you can actually interact with. You can find them and friend them on Facebook, connect with them on Twitter and all, but certainly connect with them as best you can. You may not be able to friend them at this point because maybe they have 5,000 or maybe they're not even using Facebook for that. But you definitely want to connect with them and highlight how they relate, how you guys, like, overlap. Then be an asset. Yeah,
great
idea. How you overlap, plus that's key, there's a little keywording in there, meaning if you're a fan of, you know, Deepak Chopra and his spiritual success principles or what you want to write an article on, you're going to get some of that Google juice for Deepak's name if you're using that. Not that that's the overarching reason you want to do it, but if you truly do admire this person's work, it makes sense to highlight them and to be a commentator on it, on their work. And you can do that really great. It's great ideas for blog posts that then you can offer up to people and let people know on your business fan pages that you've got this great article and you'd like their feedback or something like that. So if you want to engage with them. Mm-hmm.
So assuming you like Deepak, then are you suggesting, like, posting his quotes on your page? And would you recommend posting the actual quotes or the pictures? What's, from his SEO standpoint, does it matter?
Well, the SEO standpoint is more like writing a blog post with his name on it.
Okay.
You know, like, how the 10 spiritual practices for success, I don't even know, I'm making up stuff about him, but, you know, relate to lead generation, you know, in your case, for example. So, you know, or you might do a takeoff on the 7 spiritual steps for lead generation, you know, if that's your thing. And, you know, as inspired by Deepak Chopra.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have his name in there and you have some other keywords that would suit for you as well. So, then with regard to the quotes, you could either put quotes in that blog post or, you know, the whole quote strategy, people have tried it all different ways. putting the quote on the image, putting just an image with a quote in the comment area, doing both, and it's really up to you. I like putting the quote in the description as well.
Right, and then the blog, you just do a link on Facebook to your blog, then you're suggesting.
Okay. And you could, there's another strategy where you could put the image up instead of the thumbnail that comes with your blog post. You can X out the thumbnail, and you can upload an image, and that supposedly has more juice, edge rank for reaching people. A little ninja inside tip there for you.
Why would that? Why would that be a
difference? Because photos, images get more visibility than links with thumbnails.
Oh, okay.
People love photos. People love to engage with the photos.
Well, and we heard all about that last month in the Pinterest for Business.
Exactly. So next, be an asset. So, and that's part of like giving, give advice, give resources, give encouragement, kudos, likes, shares. That's really a beautiful way to stand out with leaders, especially if you can share a leader's content, you know, like I love what so-and-so says about blah, blah, blah. Here's a great post from them, or add something to it, you know, your commentary. You can offer help. If somebody's asking for help within a stream, you know, that you're participating in, kind of like you did with Lisa Mannion and saying, here's a, I wrote a blog post and I completely agree how you can do that. So you're offering help. Avoid being opportunistic, but build relationships. So give to give.
Right.
Is really, and then check yourself that you're giving to give. And then thirdly, to build your visibility, be present, and which means three steps to being present. Be consistent both in your message and your presence, meaning across the networks and your website. Make sure your branding is consistent so you're recognizable and that you're trustworthy, you're building the trust visually. Be congruent in your message, meaning with what you stand for and what you're trying to tell people, you know, give people, help people with. So make sure it's relevant, in other words.
Yeah, and
I love this too,
how sometimes a coach will say, well, I'm a positivity coach, and then they do nothing but complain about how something went wrong. It's like, there's a congruency there, right?
Be aligned with your message and your market, in other words.
Right.
And live it. Walk your talk.
Absolutely. Right. And what
else do you have? Be consistent in the frequency of how often you post. And I post pretty much once a day on my personal profile, but on my fan page, I try to get three posts up there a day for visibility purposes. And so people know that they can come back and get new stuff all the time and that I'm a resource, because the place I do, I guess, broadcast, it's not necessarily broadcasting about me. I'm a content curator. I love getting great content that's already out there on the web and broadcasting that instead of my own stuff. Because then people see me as a resource, as the go-to, you know, where they can come and find some good social media content and tips and strategies, and they can come and ask me questions, and I can find the answers for them.
Now, you can always program your Facebook page to go out, or your fan page to go, you know, you don't have to have something to go out immediately. You can program it to go out. You can use something like Hootsuite, but I understand if you program directly on your Facebook page, there's a better, I don't know.
They call it EdgeRank.
Yeah, EdgeRank.
And so you get a better EdgeRank, which means a wider reach of people who are going, they're going to allow see it. Facebook is kind of biased. You know, if there's one complaint I have, it feels like a popularity contest when it comes to them deeming what's important to show to my friends and fans or likes. So it's unfair, but that's why you want to do things like post directly if you can. ideally. But, you know, if you want to make sure that you don't miss posting, then do the scheduling. If you're going to do it from Hootsuite, that's fine. You can also do it from Social Buzz Club if you want already pre-existing content to schedule, and you can do it from within Facebook itself of your own content or others, whatever you want to share. They do have a schedule in the fan pages now or the business pages.
Yeah, it's not a set it and forget it. It's, you can set it, but you have to monitor it.
Absolutely. But, you know, I'm saying three times a day. No, you don't have to be there three times a day if you've already set it up for the week. Then you can go on three times during the week and interact.
Right. Great suggestions on how to really stand out from the crowd. I think that's excellent. Now, what are some ways to really wow your friends, your fans on Facebook that helps to grow one's visibility? Because I think that's really what people are looking for, is to grow their visibility on Facebook, to really connect with as wide of an audience as they can. What are some of your suggestions?
Well, this is really about growing your visibility is really about engaging, and this is like the perfect next thing to talk about. Because, you know, as you're being there consistently, then more people can see you, they like your content, they comment on it, they ask you new questions, they share your stuff, you share their stuff, and the more visibility you'll get. So we want to have some engagement strategies. One of them is crowdsourcing. So get your friends and fans, likes involved in helping you. Ask them to give you input. Naming your next program, picking out the book cover design, giving you feedback. I mean, I don't know if you know who Guy Kawasaki is, but he's an author.
Oh, yeah.
His last book, APE, which is author, publish, I can't remember what the E stands for, entrepreneur, something like that. But he's an amazing guy. He actually asked people to he wrote the outline, and he says, am I missing anything? Actually, he did this on his Google Plus book. And I think he also did it on his APE book as well. But he published the outline and asked people to comment in and give him suggestions. He then wrote the draft, and he said, who would like the draft to proofread and really copy edit and give me more suggestions? He made people opt in to get it very brilliantly, got about, 750 people to opt in, but he gave away the draft, you know, in a Word document. He's not worried about people now buying his book. He's into crowdsourcing and getting visibility. Then once he got the final draft done, after he got, I think he got maybe 50 proofreads for him done. Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Then he did the final draft of compiling all the edits, and asked for people who wanted to review it, bloggers who wanted to write a blog review. He had those people opt in to get the PDF of the manuscript. And then he asked all 1,000 people approximately who opted in the day of the launch to go and would they review the book for him on the day of the launch. Yeah, very powerful. So that's a major crowdsourcing effort. And then there's minor ones like I was mentioning, just asking for input or having a contest to, you know, design the next logo or pick out the next T-shirt you want to offer for, you know, swag for your company. Ask for ideas for, you know, to survey, market research. It's great. So crowdsourcing is a powerful way of engagement. Giveaways on your fan page to do that lead generation right there, free chapter, ebook, video series, webinars, certainly acceptable on the business page to have there consistently in the boxes underneath your cover image to encourage people to connect with you and learn more about you. Now, running ads, doing contests, and doing Facebook offers are another way to get more exposure. And visibility, and you need a budget, and I'm going to recommend about $300 a month on the low end if you really want to ramp up. If you're going to spend less than that, it's not going to give you the boost you might be wanting. If you want a significant boost, But you can certainly try it. I always recommend hiring someone who is a pro at running ads to design a campaign for you if you have the budget to put towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people are welcome to contact me. I have a great source for that.
Mm-hmm. And that's three, you mean for ads, $300
yeah,
a month on Facebook ads. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the minimum. If you're going to hire somebody, you're going to want to up that to somewhere around $500 to $750 a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so,
great.
Brands make this commitment because they know they have something valuable to offer. And this is not the big brands. These are speakers. Anybody who wants to be thought of as a thought leader,
mm-hmm.
this can work for. Yeah, and or has, you know, product that can engage and or information
mm-hmm.
that's engaging. So, and if you're going to run contests, that's always a good idea to run ads along with your contests. But another engagement tip is chronicling your progress, you know, creating a story around a project you're bringing to life or the next event you're hosting and you know, kind of like, I don't know the word, chronicling the journey, I guess. Is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, in a sense, not only did Guy Kawasaki crowdsource, but he also did chronicle his progress through the book and ask
yes,
people
yes, exactly,
along the way.
With combo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. You might
yeah,
even want to put together a contributor book, you know, get people to contribute quotes or chapters to your book. Guess where's a great place to get that?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Who wouldn't want to give to a book? Now, a lot of people make these books and they charge $5,000 to be a contributing author. I say, you don't need to do that. If you're going to want to write a book and self-publishing is so cheap these days, do a contributor book or do a book that you're mainly going to write but you want a few chapters written by some experts. They'll help you get visibility. You know, that's call for submissions. It makes it, you know, a community project in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, and what's interesting about that, too, and talk about relationship building. You know, I've known friends that have put stuff out there as, you know, they've been on a weight loss journey and they put it out there. And I said, you know, they said that just started my weight loss journey. I'm, you know, doing this trainer program and it keeps them accountable, number one, gives them, you know, visibility, chronicles their progress. And it really connects with people because I think on that level, they're getting to know you and, you know, cheer you on that, hey, yeah, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be a really great way to, I think, connect with people and let them know what you're doing.
Exactly. And make it fun. One author I know, Bonnie Carpe, she took her book and she, on a whim, she was in Barnes & Noble, and she happened to have
mm-hmm.
her book in her purse. She put
mm-hmm.
it right on the Barnes & Noble table and took a picture of it and posted it to Facebook.
I love it.
It
I love it.
Great. And that just happened, so happened to do that. And this was all organic. I mean, it wasn't really strategized. It was 5 days before she was going to relaunch her book on Amazon.
Wow.
So that post got over 83 comments and 5 days before. So she really boosted her visibility by doing something fun. And her message on Facebook was a little bit like tongue-in-cheek. So it was like, so I was walking through Barnes & Noble and look what book was featured in the fiction section. Wink, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she made, you know, so some people read it too fast and didn't get that she placed it there. And so it was a fun back and forth they had on the commenting. So it proves to you, number one, images really
mm-hmm.
make a difference. So when you're chronicling, you know, that includes some photos. You know, here's me pulling my hair out today. Could really use some words of encouragement, you know, whatever. You know, be authentic. It's great. Make it fun. Quotes do work, and then of course you can repurpose those images on Pinterest. And my favorite visibility strategy to wow friends and fans is get a tribe of influencers promoting you. And
okay,
I
tell
have
us
to be honest,
tell us how to do that.
I'm a little biased because I developed a tribe called the Social
mm-hmm.
Buzz Club, and
right.
But I think it's brilliant because we're a community of quality content creators and influencers at the same time on the social networks who share each other's content for each other. So, you know, Lisa, I know I share your blog posts all the time to my Twitter, mm-hmm. and my Facebook, and my LinkedIn, and you do the same. And
mm-hmm.
The amount of camaraderie that gets joined, the amount of buzz that you can get, and the visibility, my clout score is much higher because I have this tribe. And clout,
mm-hmm.
for those people who don't know, is the measurement online, and it's not 100% accurate, you know. It's just a tool.
Right. Right.
But it measures your influence.
Right, and what I like too is the relationship building that goes on in Social Buzz Club. You know, it's creating that cycle of circulation, right?
Exactly.
You contribute, somebody contributes to you. You contribute, somebody contributes to you. You contribute, somebody, and you go, and you always have that cycle that goes on. And I just think that just is creates a great flow.
Yeah, and we gamified it too. We made it so that you earn
mm-hmm.
points, you redeem points, and you can create your own little buzz group of people who you know promote you and you want to give back to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's real fun.
Well, are there any other visibility tips or you gave three, crowdsourcing, chronicle your progress, and get a tribe of people to help you.
And running ads and contests.
Oh, and running ads and contests. I missed that one. Okay. There are actually four. Okay, great. Now, what are the common traps that people fall into when approaching social media for business? We kind of talked about that earlier, but I'm sure you've seen it all. Tell us what those are so that the Success Circle members can avoid doing that or stop
yeah,
if they're doing that.
Yeah, I have a few more to add to those because those are the blatant ones, but here are the more common traps that people don't even get that they're doing. First of
okay.
all, they think that they have to be on social media 24/7, or they think they have to be more technical. So I want to, you know, burst that myth, basically,
mm-hmm.
and say if you designate certain times, 3 times a week, 20 minutes a day, you can actually have a strategy that grows your visibility,
mm.
number one. If you can click a mouse, you can learn to navigate these programs. You know, they don't do a great job of teaching you how to use the networks. And that's
right.
why I started my Social Media Blast Off program, is because it's not hard, but you just have to spend a little bit of time learning the ins and outs. And
mm-hmm.
Then you're going to be a rock star. You know, you'll be a rocket science level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Little,
no, it's true. Yeah.
And people shouldn't beat themselves up for not knowing, because that's not their forte. That's not where they spend their time, but they can do it. And the other thing is, if you've been to networking meetings and made connections at networking meetings, then you can do this, because it's basically networking online, a massive
mm-hmm.
networking party. So that's the first common trap, is they think they have to be there all the time, be more technical, and they don't know what to do to really
mm-hmm.
make a difference.
You know, I do want to add something, too, because a lot of people miss the connection between offline and their online networking. And I think
mm-hmm.
it's important that when you meet somebody, to continue the connection with them, to say you met them in person, that's one step, all right? That's one touch point. The second touch point is connect with them, whether it's on Facebook or other social medias where you find them. So that's the second touch point. The third touch point might be to send them a note, and send them a note, that's the third touch point. So now that you're just reinforcing the fact that you've met this person, now you're connecting them with in different places, and you're keeping in touch with them. And so
absolutely.
I think that's a really great system to develop. Even though it may be a manual system, it's integrating the manual and the automation along with both the offline and the online.
Well, and that brings me to exactly my point, is what are you doing those 3 times a day, 20 minutes a day, which is you respond to friend requests and add a personal message. You take those contacts you met out in the real world and connect with them online as your second touch point. You know, you send that private message through Facebook saying, first you add them as a friend, and you say, hey, Jackie, we met at the such and such event. It was a pleasure meeting you. I look forward to collaborating with you. You know, so you do those touch points. If somebody requests friend with me to friend me, and you know, depending on who they are, a lot of times I will write back, "Thank you," on their wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll take that time. That's what I'm doing during those 20 minutes. Is who can I do a touch point with? I love that. So that's, you know, a really good tip. But going back to the traps
mm-hmm.
and misconceptions,
yeah.
is a lot of people have this attitude about social media. I hate social media, or I don't like it, or it annoys me, or I'm afraid of it. I encourage people to explore what it is you don't like about it, because a lot of times it's a misconception. Or it's just a perspective that you've chosen as an excuse to not do it, versus a perception that would really empower you and make you have fun with the social media network.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think it's a waste of time because you don't want to read about others, you know, lunches and, you know, silly comments, I want to give everyone permission to not read that stuff. It's like saying, I hate television because they run stupid commercials. Do you not watch TV because they run stupid commercials? No, you get a TiVo box or DVR and you fast forward through them, right?
Right, right.
So do the same thing. Only read what you want. There are ways to filter out the noise. Create a friend list, for example, on Facebook. It is a noisy world out there. Does that mean you don't go out? Maybe, but that's called hiding or being a hermit. So I want to encourage you. You don't need to be a hermit. Because you don't have to put up with the noise. A lot, you know, the minute I tell people, don't look at the home feed, they're like, I can do that? I'm like, yeah, you can do that. You don't have to look at that home feed, the Facebook page.
What do you have them do instead? If they don't look at the home page, what do you have them do instead?
Well, the main things are, first of all, go to your own page and see if anybody's commenting and respond, or liking you and respond. Number one. Number two, if there's any personal messages, respond to those. Number three, add the friends who have requested friendship with you, as long as they're relevant, not the spammer types. And then number four, create lists, friend lists. And there's a little procedure for that. I go through that in the Social Media Blast Off course, of the people you do want to follow and you do care, that you know their content is pretty good. And again, you're not going to see all of it anyway, because it's like commercials. It's like television, 24/7 it's on. Are you going to see a commercial that was on a half an hour before you turned on the TV? Nope, it's gone. So
mm-hmm.
same thing in social media. That's why you shouldn't pressure yourself to read everything or read the homepage or, you know, check those lists periodically. And that's kind of the last thing I'll do if I have time.
Mm.
It's like
so
watching
any
TV
other...
if I have time.
Any other traps that people fall into?
Yeah, I have a couple more. So not having a social media marketing plan to build relationships on purpose. So I've kind of been alluding to different pieces of a plan here with the 20 minutes three times a day and what you do over those times. And it can grow and evolve over time, but you need a system. And I know, Lisa, you are a systems expert and a proponent. And so I am too here, you know, saying everyone, you need a social media marketing plan that builds relationships on purpose so you can maximize your results. And then the fourth, well, that's really the last part, is like, don't fall into the trap of not having a plan, because you're going to get frustrated. But here's what's possible about this. If you do have a system and you do get a good attitude and you are willing to designate some time to it, you will grow a huge following. You can become known as the go-to expert in your field. You can get the speaking engagements left and right. I get requests like every day now for some sort of speaking engagement, contribution to a blog, questions and opportunities for clients. You know, you grow your visibility and stuff comes to you. You give and it comes back to you. You can get your books on to number one on Amazon. And just a lot of goodwill can happen. And I really think that's one of the best uses of social media, spreading positive energy.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a system and having a system. What kind of system, can you describe the kind of system people use to build their social media success overall? Just highlight.
Yeah. I really felt I needed to create that for myself and my clients, because it's and make it pretty simple. So I have it's really a four-step plus the tribe building. process, but you got to go through the four steps and then you can build your tribe. So the social media blast off system is the system I created, and it's comprised of strategize, optimize, magnetize, and then monetize. So you plan and prepare first, and then you're in a position to so you strategize where you're defining your goals, your marketing mix, you do the research, and your strategic plan. You choose your strategies online that you're going to use to engage with. Then you optimize your sites by choosing the right tools, developing your professional presence. You integrate your blog into the mix. Then you're all set up to magnetize, and that's about building relationships and implementing your strategies and engaging your fans, your followers, your friends, your connections, and really doing a cohesive approach with across all the networks. Because you really can't just – I wanted today to be all about Facebook, but you have to know that it's not going to be Facebook alone that's going to help you build your base. You've got to go with where your market is. So we talk about that in the class and how to identify where you should be and where you should set up. But you magnetize by engaging with where your followers are, where your market is. And you create those raving fans through those relationship strategies. And then by default, as long as you have that lead generation system in place, you're monetizing that your all roads lead back to your lead generation system, in other words. And social media is a brilliant way to funnel in those leads to sell products and deliver your services. And then fifthly, once you've got the system in place, you're already building relationships, you're building your tribe, and you can do that just by being a hero to your network, so you can be a little bit more organized and use something like the Social Buzz Club. So that's my system.
Wow. That is just so much. That's great. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate that. Now, how can people learn about what's most important to do for their business on Facebook and social media?
So I invite everyone, and I'd like to give a special gift.
Cool.
A couple of special gifts, actually.
Nice.
I adore you and your success circle, and I know everybody works really hard. And not only that, I really believe that everyone has a passion that really – my passion is fueling other people's passions, getting the word out. I love, as you can tell, most of my content is about other people and their great content. So I love promoting other people. And so I do have a special for the social media blast-off system.
Cool.
And the coupon code to write down is LAUNCH100. LAUNCH100. That's $100 off coupon the social media blast-off course, which is over 12 hours of on-screen training where you're seeing step-by-step how to work each network and the strategies involved, helping you. And by the end, you get a template of everything you need to do for your particular strategy you will have devised. Plus, you'll feel empowered because you know what to do. Like, you know how to navigate. You know how to create a friend list on Facebook. You know how to hide people, you know. And they're available 24/7, so if you need to re-watch them, you can. And I just put my heart and soul in it. You get workbooks. You get on all six networks, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google+, and Pinterest, that kind of step-by-step training that's, you know, it builds on itself. It's really well
So you show the specifics of how to get up running, get that visibility, to get the connection, to develop a tribe in your social blast-off course.
Exactly.
And
if they want to go to it, I have a Bitly link, a special link for your people.
Great.
So if everybody knows about Bitly, it's bit.ly/LisaSocial.
And it's B as in boy, IT as in Tom, .ly/Lisa, LISA, social, SOCIAL, Lisa Social. And with the launch code, what did you say that was again?
LAUNCH100. LAUNCH100.
Great.
So normally the class is $5.97 with the training, the workbooks, the bonus. There's a couple of bonuses in there too. There's a branding piece in there for you. But I'm giving you $100 off. The special price right now is $5.97, so it'll only be $4.97. I mean, this is normally a lot more than that for my trainings. But I love your people. So go to that link, use the Launch 100, and there you go.
And you got something else, though, too, I know you mentioned.
Yes. For everyone being here today, I have a special gift for you. And I wrote a book called The 10 Keys to Facebook Buzz, and I'd like to have you all just get that for free. That's my gift to you. It's at bit.ly/LisaFBKeys. So we want to spell that. The last part is L-I-S-A, F as in face, B as in book, keys. It's all K-E-Y-S. It's all lowercase, LisaFBKeys. And so is the other one, all lowercase. So it's bit.ly/LisaFBKeys.
Right. Exactly. Oh, wonderful. Wow, that was so great of you, Laura, to share all that wonderful information today on how to be more effective on Facebook and really taking some of the guesswork out of, you know, how to engage people. Because I think that's the really biggest key. How do you engage people on Facebook? And so you've shared a lot of really great content and takeaways today. So thank you so much for being here today.
You're so welcome. I'm grateful to be here.
It's great to have you. And I also want to make a last-minute announcement to everyone that in May, we're going to also have Manifest Leads Out of Thin Air by the wonderful lead generation expert, Jane Birch, from Marketing Monsoon. And in June, just to give you some highlights of what's coming up, Mastering Influence, How to Become a Highly Paid Expert in Your Field of Work, with six-time best-selling author Teresa DeGrobois, who is also the founder of the Evolutionary Business Council and president of Wildfire Ways Workshops. So you don't want to miss those. Again, the Business Accelerator calls happen every second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So mark your calendars. And Laura, before you leave, just one quick tip on Facebook, if you could tell us one little nugget, gold nugget for them to leave with.
I like to call it have a love fest, and that is go out and tell somebody how great they are online, even if it's wishing them a happy birthday, wishing you all the best, you're an amazing person, or stop by a few of your friends and or even people you don't like, is I appreciate you and all the content you put through here today. Just go out and spread that goodwill. It will come back to you, I promise.
Great advice. Wonderful advice. Now, where can people find your Facebook page?
Oh, good point, huh? Yes, if anybody has questions, I'm happy to respond to questions on social media on my business page at facebook.com/CoachLauraR. Coach Laura R. CoachLaurar. That's my business page. I love getting questions there and answering them for you. And that's a great place to get more social media content.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Laura, because I think that's a wonderful, your Facebook fan page is a wonderful way to ask the most, you know, the not only ask the question, but oftentimes they'll find the question that they want to ask on your page.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you're so thorough in your explanation. So thank you so much again. Appreciate you being here on the Success Circle.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
And thank you for coming today to the Success Circle. And remember to mark your calendars for next month, the second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. We'll see you next time. And until then, create a great life. Bye, everybody.